Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's Tim Heidecker here with another episode of Office Hours. It's January 25th, 2020. Vic?
Four.
And can you turn this? I got to turn this monitor because I can't see myself. I can see myself and I don't want to because I'm so embarrassed. Well, well, well. Who's behind me? Who are you?
I am Lizzie Cooperman.
Lizzie Cooperman. DB Cooperman's here.
I'm thrilled to be filling in for Doug in this morning's performance.
Yes, it's going to be a great show. A lot of people talk about the group Blink 182. This is episode 282. So
that's cool.
And Vic Berger's here. We've got a special guest here. I have not introduced him yet. We're going to play a game to determine who it is. Victor Berger's here.
Do I get a guess?
No.
Oh, wait.
Well, you don't get a guess. You know who it is.
Tim, am I happy to be here today? You're darn tootin' I am.
All right.
Vic made me mute the bed
so I could do
30
that.
Seconds ago in preparation for that.
It was still, the bed was going on a very long time.
I can do Popeye. That's all I can do. Producer Matt's here. And Doug is on a cruise, folks. He's on the Eric Andre cruise, which is having a diarrhea outbreak. We've just gotten word that there's diarrhea like that movie, the boat movie. What's the movie with the boat?
Titanic.
That everybody loved?
Oh, Titanic.
That's it.
Triangle
of Sadness. It's that sort of situation. Now, without further ado, we would like to turn cameras over to our... Who is it? Can somebody guess, Matt? Let's bring a zoomer in and see if they can fucking guess.
Based on his hands.
Yeah, let's look at the hands. Now, we got a couple things. It isn't Bob himself, obviously, but let's bring
Shelby,
in a zoomer.
Shelby, you got a guess? Can you see?
Shelby Foote.
You dog.
Hey, Shelby. Good morning.
Good morning.
You want to take a guess? You want to take a guess at our special guest?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's Rosie.
It's what?
Rosie the dog.
No, it's not Rosie the dog. Can you see that there's clearly a man holding up a Bob Dylan picture?
I think that's a dog.
It's not a dog. What? How could it be a dog? Wait, we're going to give you one more clue. Wait, maybe it is a dog. No, seriously.
Dog.
Who do you think it is?
Bob Dylan.
It's not Bob Dylan. Next, Zoomer. We got to get one more guess, and then we'll find out who the guest.
All right,
guest
Jonathan
is.
Jonathan, you got a guess?
Yeah, it's Zach Galifianakis.
Wait, what? Profile. How did you do that? All right, let's reveal it.
His little peek gave it away.
Oh, you peeked?
I didn't know what the parameters were of the
what
show.
You don't know what the parameters were.
Of
what
the
do you
show.
Mean?
Like what my frame was.
Well, that's why we had you come in an hour early to run that, and we did run it.
Way to go. What's your name?
Jonathan.
Way to go, Jonathan. Good work.
What do I win?
You win the chance to e-meet Zach.
An e-meet and greet.
You're going to have a Zoom with Zach this Sunday morning.
How's 6:30?
It's great.
Okay.
Pacific time?
Let's do it Hong Kong time to make it fun.
Why not?
So that'll be Thursday.
No, we do have Zach with us. And we have a couple minutes with him, and then he's got to blast off. How are you?
I'm good. Me?
Yeah.
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
I love you.
Thanks.
I love you for being here.
Oh, well, it's nice to be here. I've never seen the show, so I'm excited to.
You're not on the internet.
But I know what it is. I've been on it before.
But you don't care for this show.
I didn't know about it.
Do you watch Stephen Colbert? Or do you watch the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon?
Nope. Last thing I watched was Smokey and the Bandit. In the theaters.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have a good time today, aren't we, folks? We could tell already because Zach gives me the giggles. You were just in Sundance.
Yes. Yes, I was.
That's fun.
It's a great scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you meet people that you hadn't
showbiz coached? People.
Yeah.
Business types.
I saw a video of you where you're kind of like standing behind other people being interviewed.
Yes. Like that's my strongest. That's what I like to do, is not talk much about show business, but just stand there.
You had opinions on Oppenheimer. I saw you got somebody, you said it wasn't funny.
I said Oppenheimer wasn't funny?
I think so. I saw some clip. Some clip.
I don't remember saying that.
What movie were you in?
Oppenheimer.
Okay.
It was.
I could see you in that. Why? Did they call you for that?
Yeah. I turned it down as for the lead.
For the atom bomb.
I'm not playing the atom bomb.
I'm talking about weight.
Yeah, like that's a fat joke. Yeah, I don't do those anymore. I don't do a lot of jokes anymore.
That's true.
Yeah.
You called me last night and said, listen, I'm not really doing the humor thing right now, so be easy on me.
It was too easy, the humor thing. I'm going.
What are you into now?
Drama.
Yeah.
Strict drama. Drama conversations.
Drama podcast.
Yeah, drama cast. I don't want to try to be funny.
Well, I want to get into it with you.
Okay.
What's your weightlifting situation like? Are you doing a lot of weightlifting like you used to be doing, or is it now?
I do my regular reps. Reps? Is that what it is? Yeah.
That's what it is.
I'm benching now 480.
And are you all protein or just?
I'm on a strict protein. Mostly corn dogs, because if you take the breading off the corn dog and just eat the dog, it's a lot of protein.
Just go to the dog then.
Yeah, because I think eating a hot dog on a stick is convenient.
Easier. Well, they should just sell those without the corn breading on it, Trader Joe's.
Listen, it sounds like a joke, but I've actually, wrote a letter to the top brass at Trader Joe's to see if they could do that, and they wrote back. And they said, you mean just hot dogs?
With a stick.
On a stick.
On a stick.
And I said, yeah, if you want to word it that way, yeah.
Frozen.
We didn't get into that.
Well, listen, that's enough with you.
Okay.
I have some business to discuss.
How many people are viewing it now?
Well, that's a controversial question.
Yeah, how many?
Matt, what's the number? 1,700?
1,300 and growing.
Well, now the word's spreading.
Yeah.
So it spreads, and by the end of the thing, what's a good goal?
Normally,
a couple 8,000?
55 mil?
Millions.
No, I think today we'll probably have about 1,700, 1,800. Live.
And then you can watch it later.
You can watch it anytime.
Yeah, and you do use Patreon to support the show. Do you support the show on Patreon?
What is Patreon?
Oh, I got to teach you so many things.
What is Patreon?
It's a way to, you know, what is Patreon?
Funding.
You send money and you get special things.
Got it.
Patreon.com/officehourslive. And
so is that, you're asking for donations when you do that?
It's not donations. It's like a subscription to the show.
Got it.
It's like when how'd you get a hold of that National Geographic?
I bought it at Gelson's.
Well, our show's at Gelson's too.
Oh, you can watch it at Gelson's. Which aisle?
It's in the coffee section, right in the middle. Hmm. Little screen there. Little iPad we dropped.
How long
over
have you been doing this, Office Hours?
Oh, people are going to think you don't know me, that we're not actual friends.
Yeah, but you didn't know
anything. I was at your fucking wedding.
I know, but you don't know anything of what I'm doing creatively.
That's why I bring you in to find out.
Right, that's why I'm here, to find out about you.
Well, 6 years. I would say 7 years.
No, 7 or 8 maybe. I thought you were going to say a few months.
We just started. Yes, actually, no, I'm just kidding. We just started. This is our second episode.
Okay.
No, 208. Well, here's the deal. For first 3 or 4 years, I was doing it kind of intermittently.
Let me go get my thesaurus.
Every once in a while.
I always keep up with you, but I'm usually late to the game.
Yeah, well, you're an On Cinema fan. And you're probably not watching the new season.
I probably have not caught up, but it is very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Vic, have you been watching?
Really good at a lot of things. And I'm
all right.
So this is something that happens.
What's he doing?
This is what happens. Vivek Ramaswamy. He's big into Trump now. You see that?
I didn't see that coming. He seems like a pretty nice guy, that Vivek. Doesn't he?
He's got a lot of energy. So Vic and Doug sit back here and they play stupid sound effects.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's the show.
I don't have that. I have, by the way, this is a real lemon.
Oh, it is it is a lemon.
I almost tripped over this in the backyard. Tim thought it was fake.
Someone wants money.
And you will be hearing from my attorney after the show here.
Don't throw it. This is a real lemon.
I noticed that Vic has, I know, they make, is that not a kumquat? It looks like a kumquat.
Easy. Oh. We got, this is a TV
family.
Show.
Family.
Oh, that was a good catch.
I can catch anything. I really can. Except COVID. No, I had it. Why does Vic have his own branding on his mic?
That's him. That's his. He thinks he's being cute.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I feel a little strong. Yeah.
How do you feel? Yeah. How do you feel about Billy Joel?
I like Billy. I like Billy Joel.
It's fine.
Why? You don't like him?
I love Billy Joel.
Nylon Curtain's a good album.
He's got a new song. He teased a new song yesterday.
Yeah.
This is not even a joke.
Okay.
You're looking at me like,
are we going to hear it?
Can we get a, I mean, do you have that, by the way? The
Matt,
little tease?
Pull it up. The teaser. It's just a couple of chords. I don't know. It's nothing too crazy.
Go ahead.
All right.
Do you want to hear a fact while this is being pulled up?
Yeah.
You know that song, Bottle of Red, Bottle of White?
Yeah.
It's not the name of the song.
Yeah.
Oh. I actually don't know what the main chorus to that song is, but that song was essentially written by his server at an elegant restaurant. Those were words that the server said to him.
Sure.
So it's really plagiarized.
Right. This is the new Billy Joel.
This is the new Billy Joel. Let's play.
Matt's got it?
Yeah.
Well, Paul McCartney's always doing that where he tells stories about.
Oh, wow. It sounds familiar.
Wow.
It's going to be good.
That's it. That's the whole
It's going to be good.
That's there's a trailer for a song?
I've never seen that before. G.
Are you good at...
No, it's not.
Can you play, like, if I just say, can you play As It Goes by Billy Joel? I think that's, I love that song.
As It Goes.
Is that what it's called?
Is that a song?
It has As It Goes in the words.
As It Goes.
No, that's not it. Do you know that song?
As It Goes. No,
it's very slow, and it's.
Find out, folks.
The Bob Dylan one that he recorded? Maybe?
No, it's a beautiful song.
As It Goes.
It's not it. There She Goes.
There.
There she goes.
Oh, and so it goes.
And so it goes. Yes.
What's that from?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Here.
We're gonna get dinged.
Oh yeah. I don't know what this is. I forget what it's from though. It might be.
If we play any music from.
I was gonna ask that. So.
Yeah.
We get dinged.
What do you mean dinged?
Well, we get arrested.
The cops come in. Like they'll come through the door.
Yeah. SWAT team comes.
All right, yeah, don't play it then.
No, okay. It's not worth it.
I gotta go pick up my kids.
We'll be in jail. Like we spend the night in jail.
But honestly, how does it work in?
They do copyright strike it, so sometimes things will get blocked. We have to go write them back.
And okay,
it's very stupid. But wait, what are we talking about?
Billy Joel.
I gotta do.
You were gonna say someone else took something someone said and said, oh, these were the lyrics for...
Well, he did that for Neil Sedaka. Anthony works in the grocery store. And that's a Neil Sedaka song. What the hell's the name of it?
Well, listen, the Beatles... I always think Paul McCartney does this when he's telling stories. He doesn't even realize he's doing it. But he was like, this Jamaican fella down the street kept saying, oh, blah, dee, oh, blah, da.
Mm.
And life goes on. I'm like, yeah, that's all right. You know, it's like, well,
what are you saying? That's plagiarism?
A little bit.
Yeah, but if the guy is,
go ahead, say it.
I know
where you're going with this. What, if he's Jamaican,
no, I'm not saying
that's where you're going.
No, wrong again. I'm saying if you see someone saying something, the other day I heard someone say in L.A., very seriously, I have very sturdy eyebrows.
And you're okay? Like, that's mine.
I wrote it down.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
you do, though, by the way.
I do, yeah. But is that plagiarism? Because I heard it, and then I want to use it in another context?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll write her a letter.
Yeah. All you have to do is say just explain where you heard it.
I overheard this walking down the sidewalk. I want to give this woman credit for
saying. Does that mean you don't like emote a lot? Like your eyebrows don't move or they're sturdy? Like they're,
you know what? I don't know what. I didn't hear the rest of it because I was so into that one sentence.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for Vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
What do you do when you go to Largo? Because I see you go to Largo and you go up and people all because at Largo.
What do you do with
Tim
eyebrows?
Largo.
Well, I like Largo, yeah. but there's always these shows at Largo that you can't believe who's on the bill. It's Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Fred had David Byrne last night or the other night, and it's almost like you're the people there are just like gluttons where they're just feasting from this table of talent.
Yep.
Doesn't seem fair, but it's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you, every clip I see of you, it's you coming out, thunderous applause.
Yeah, and then
you're going, this is a big mistake.
Yeah. There's a video of the show the other night that I took?
Only clips of you coming out on stage.
Right. It was a mistake.
So what happened?
I was talking to a comic backstage, and then I hear my name being introduced, and then I didn't know I was going on.
Oh.
That's all.
Oh.
That was the...
Because I've seen other clips where you're kind of you're downplaying what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I don't know, I don't have anything.
Well, I don't. But you should look through my notebook. There's not even words in it. I mean, honestly, if you go in my car and there's two notebooks, some has...
burglars have already been through there.
I bet.
It's been bad.
Stealing my material.
Mm-hmm. But what does the audience do? I'm just wondering how much of this is kind of your like... Oh, I'm not funny. And then you kill.
Well, I don't know about killing.
Okay. But
I really, it is an honest. So the other night, I hadn't done stand-up in 7 months. And so it's not like riding a bike. You have to get back into the groove of it. So I don't know what I'm doing.
So you're starting from the bottom up a little
bit. Yeah, again. Life's so tough, I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, I know what I'm doing, but I haven't tested any of the jokes out.
Right.
Because you can't do it in the woods. You have to have a...
An audience.
You have to.
You can't do it for your kids and your wife, or can you?
I stopped that with my wife a long time ago. Are you doing bits, Zach? Are you doing bits? Yeah, I'm doing bits. So
sometimes I'll try stuff out on me wife.
Yeah, I have tried. My wife hears me say things, and then she'll go, "I dare you to say that on stage."
Oh, and racist stuff.
No.
Sorry.
Well, I didn't want to make a comment about this show, and it's very white.
Oh, it is.
See, I do read the message boards.
He's like, you're like, I don't watch the show, but I look at the message boards. That's all.
I just remember read the complaints.
Remember that back in the day, the a special thing.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, it was a waste.
We were all invested in that.
Not me.
You weren't.
I hated that.
I remember, yeah.
What was that hated experience
for you? Around Death Ray, kind of.
Yeah, and it was probably like 700 people total or something.
Yeah, but I just felt judged. Yeah. If it's very, right. It's not what you're not supposed to. People are building stuff. You're not supposed to comment. I don't know. Mm. I don't like this give and take.
Mm. I know it's bad. So you don't. You know, well, but you're not on social media.
No. Never.
Ask you, what do you?
What do I do?
Yeah. What do you do? What's your day like? What's your day on an average? What's an average Z day?
Z day. All right. I wake up. We're usually around 5 every morning. Wow. 5 in the morning.
So does Vic.
Yes.
Vic, do you have kids?
I do.
Yeah. Yep. Did you start doing that when you had kids?
Oh yeah, right away. Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. Right when I had kids, I just started waking up. I think there's something programmed in us sometimes. I don't know.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
So I wake up around
5. Now, when you say you wake up at 5, are you out of bed at 5? Or
yes.
Are you laying? Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, I just stare at the mirror above my bed for a couple hours.
At the pillow.
Sometimes I'll get up and I'll just lay in bed and I'll think.
No, I'm up and then I'll try to read something or prepare lunch or
cup of coffee.
A coffee, yeah. Then kids go to school, take them to the bus stop.
No, bus stop.
Yeah, bus stop.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because you spend a lot of time up in Canada.
I'm in Canada. I'm talking my Canadian
life. Yeah, your Canadian life.
If you want me to know my American mornings, I can do that too.
Because it's different. It's different metric versus...
Well, I'm in the city now, so it's a whole different thing. I get up at 4:59.
You're like you and your family are like nomads because you guys don't... you have a Canadian, but then you come down and you're here for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
It's an unusual life. It doesn't feel ungrounded?
No, it's very grounded.
All right.
Because
I just think it should feel ungrounded.
No, it doesn't. It feels very grounded. You want me to continue with that?
Yeah.
After the bus
stop? I
think
we get it, though.
Well, we just walk through it.
Actually, I do want to get to that
sort of... Up to my sleep.
I want to get to that mid-morning period where, like, maybe you don't need to do anything.
Mm. Oh, okay. If there's nothing to do, like no business stuff or...
You do a lot of stock trading and...
Oh, God, yes. eHarmony. Wait, is that... That's not a stock thing. but then I'll chop... Sometimes I'd like to chop wood for my back. It's good for my back.
Oh, okay.
And then I go to sleep.
So stuff around the house.
I have to do a lot of stuff around the house because to maintain it, it's...
And then if somebody, let's say, Ron Howard wants to get you in his movie.
Yeah.
Is he coming up there on a speedboat? Is he? Is there a way to get in touch with you?
I have email. You can email me.
That's true. I've been communicating with you pretty easily.
Yeah, you and I have emailed before in the past.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at it.
Well, I realized I had an old email from you.
Oh, you did? Which I don't have. I've had the same
email. I'll give out the ones I have on the show.
Put it on the screen. Always nice to meet you.
I want to present you with a little present.
Mm. Okay.
Matt. And Lizzie, I
yeah.
Happy you're here.
I'm thrilled to be here.
I know you're watching The Sopranos. Have you ever seen The Sopranos?
I've never seen it.
It's hard to talk to his back, though, right?
I've never seen The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah. Isn't
that something for you to do?
I could do
instead
that.
Instead of
You've
all that
get
What shows
into
do you
it.
Watch, Tim, now? What can you...
Oh, present? Present.
Oh, present first.
Do you want a present first?
I have a present for you. First of all, look at that guy. Look at him.
Aww. That's the present.
This is what
I don't want. Trust me. I don't want that. Look, I get enough of that Zoom meetings.
Look at you. No, this is it.
Is that the two of you guys and Reggie Watts?
Oh.
Wow.
Come on.
Are
show
you
the audience.
Serious?
Why not? I don't mean
Where'd
you don't
you
have to take
this?
It. If you
I want.
Want
it. Can I have it?
Yeah.
Is it really for me or are you just doing
I'm
it?
I'm giving
for
it
camera?
To you. I was not
no,
gonna give
don't.
It to you. I am giving...
Oh, see, he didn't think I would take it.
Well, no, I would love you to have
no,
it.
No, I'm not going, because I can tell you.
I can always get it back.
No.
I think you should take it.
I think it was made for the... I don't know if it was made for the show.
I think I'm going to put it on the exterior of my car. I think on the passenger
door. Why
you're
the king.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Well, I want to change the mood here because we have a great community here, and I want to maybe bring in a member of the community. Matt, can we bring in a member of the community?
Oh, great. Sure.
I mean, just people at home,
people
all
watching.
Over the world.
Let's talk to someone on the phone.
Okay, but I want to...
Or you want a video person?
I just want to do some charity work here because two friends of our show... first of all, Matt Otley has done sound for me on the last couple of tours. Great guy down there in San Diego. Zach got slammed by the flooding. Do you know about the flooding?
I saw
in San Diego?
Yeah.
It was awful.
That's crazy.
I have to say, this looks kind of like a thirst trap to me.
Oh, he's hot. Believe me. But he's married, ladies.
Oh, okay.
With a kid. But he's down in San Diego. And what he does when he's not touring and doing sound, he is a record collector and seller. Like, he's got this insane record collection, and he sells it online, you know? And so guess what was in his storage space?
Records.
Guess what happened? Guess where the rain went?
Into the storage space.
There you go.
And into the records.
Oh my God.
Somebody's catching on.
Were they albums? 45s?
All kinds. Mm. There's a lot of Boston, like later, like mid Boston, which not the value.
We're
not high.
Ready. The song "We're Ready." Remember that?
We're
song?
Ready.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I'm just guessing. I used to get ready to that song in the morning.
We're ready.
High school.
So, anyways, Matt, we love Matt, and he is obviously. There's no fucking flood insurance anymore, I guess. So
does he have album insurance? I mean, honestly,
he has.
Are his albums protected? I wonder.
But if you want to support him, it's. And Zach, you should.
You can give them my Venmo directly.
Sounds_like_sound is his Discogs store, and that's where you can buy his flooded out record. His soaking.
He's
wet
got
records.
More than just wet records, though. But yeah.
Are they warped at this time? Do you think?
I mean, I don't think they.
I don't
are.
Think so. Like, records have to be over 140 degrees to like actually warp, and so. Water's not really going to do
well,
too
the,
much.
Well, the cover art.
The artwork is going to be.
The artwork's done. Yeah. Unless you can, like, dry it.
The artwork's done.
But you could dry it away where it flattens. And,
no, and, so anyways, so. I'm sure he's going to be fine, but I want to use my platform to throw him whatever we can throw him. And also, Molly McGinnis. Molly McGinnis, big fan of our show. Really fun caller. She would always zoom in and have all sorts of sass with me. She'd from Manchester, England. She would, she's fallen ill. And there's a, Matt, what is there? Some kind of.
There's a GoFundMe. She's on the mend, but she's, you know, she could still use your help.
Give her some.
Throw her some bones.
And what was your charity that you wanted to promote? That you're sick or you're not doing well?
At Lizzie Cooperman, Venmo. I want to get the Sopranos box set.
You don't need the Sopranos box set.
That's
what you're raising
multiple
money for. A GoFundMe for a Sopranos box set.
What I want.
Of DVDs. Matt, do we have somebody on the phone? The hotline.
Yeah,
and people got to be so excited that the legendary Zach Galifianakis.
The king.
The king.
Here.
The king of comedy.
What? Pablo, what do you got? Oh, yeah. You're on the Hothead Hotline.
How's your health?
It's very good. I just checked it. Thank you for asking.
You did?
Yeah. I got my heart looked at and all that stuff.
I need to do that.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's, how old are you?
I'm going to be 48 in a month.
Oh, you're young.
Less than a month.
Oh, you're fine.
I feel in a
week.
Have
you had the colonoscopy thing? The scrotum?
Vic wants to give me one, but I said.
He wants to give you one. I mean,
you're almost at that age. Want to practice?
I haven't gotten that yet.
Oh, God, it's the,
Yeah, I've had one of those.
My dentist does all the...
Yeah, females get them.
Yeah, women have them.
Your dentist
too. My dentist does all my medical stuff.
Does it hurt, like, when they put...
I'll tell you. So, this is true. I went and did it here, and the guy has his finger in my rectum.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned to him as he's doing it. I said, is this a bad time to ask if you validate parking? And he didn't laugh. And I went, have you heard this before? And he goes, yeah, twice already.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
It was so humiliating.
Oh, my God.
It's just you and him.
It was just the two of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to be sedated for this procedure?
Not that one. Not with the first probe. It's just just a digit from a stranger.
Well, Bill Cosby did mine.
Oh.
Yeah. I should have told you. We're kind of supporters of him here. Oh. We don't believe the stories. And I know, Zach, you're a big supporter of him.
Well, I have.
No, he's not. People take everything so literally now.
Well, I have a book out about my days with him.
Pablo's
he's on tour. Oh, Pablo.
Pablo, are you there?
Yes, I've got a pun for you. It's very topical, but it's a little blue.
The one thing about this show is mostly, I think, because of me and Doug, but we love puns, but people think they can do puns too.
Okay, let's hear them.
And Zach likes puns.
Who doesn't?
All right, did you hear about those Yemeni militia that gave oral sex to Trey Anastasio and his buddies?
Wow.
They're Houthi and they blow fish.
That's really good.
I don't like that. I don't like that kind of dirty humor.
It's too political.
It's too blue.
It's too political.
It is too political. And I'm tired of people beating up on Houthi and the blowfish in general.
You know,
it's been years now.
I know.
It's a little bit. It's old.
It's a little old.
Yeah, you have to pick one or the other.
Yeah.
I got one of those Darius rucksacks that I run with. What was that?
Oh, I said you have to pick one or the other. Houthi or the blowfish.
Houthi's not the lead singer.
There isn't even
really?
There
isn't,
no.
There's not.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
And also the same thing goes with that Jamiroquai.
Quai.
Jamiroquai. There's only it's a band. It's not a person.
Yeah, same with Led Zeppelin. I found that out last week. I was listening to some old Casey Kasem.
You thought it was a guy named Led Zeppelin? Mm. We have to do a sponsor here, City of the Day.
Oh, City sponsor the show?
Well, we have a City of the Day, and that is the sponsored part of the show. And the City of the Day is sponsored by Clayton Mullen de Edge. Clayton Mullen and de Edge. Octung, baby, is that a vintage Rattle and Hum tour jacket in your closet? Are you facing time for a crime you didn't commit and you still haven't found what you're looking for? As far as attorneys go, allow me to introduce you to Clayton Mullen and De Edge.
No, Clayton Mullen De Edge. Last name is De Edge.
Clayton Mullen De Edge, the world's first pro bono lawyer. There he goes. There he goes.
I believe it's pro bono.
Yeah,
bono.
Pro bono.
Pro bono. Pro bono.
The first pro bono lawyer. I think it's funnier to... can't tell. What do you think?
What do you think, King? It's tough. They both work.
Yeah. A slip and fall means big settlements for you when represented by U2 superfan and attorney at law, Clayton Mullen de Edge. Oh, it's one person.
It's a guy, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought it would be funnier if it's Clayton Mullen, like, you know, it's like the partners.
Yeah,
like,
I thought that's what you were...
Get a fucking comma in there.
Yeah.
Clayton Mullen. Yeah, it should be Clayton Mullen and de Edge. Or it could be Clayton Mullen, Mullen, and De Edge. You know how they have the same names in there, like brothers?
Could have been. Could have gone that route.
What a nice guy giving you punch-ups live on the air.
I love it.
Has made headlines. Well, I told you last week I saw a sneak preview of this ad when I was reading the previous ad, and I was crying laughing at this idea.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Yeah, we get it now. All right, U2. So call U2. No, there's a whole script here I got to read?
No, just...
Now, Vic, I heard you whipped up a nice jingle for pro bono lawyer Clayton Mullen de Edge. Is this true?
Yeah, it is true.
Clayton Mullen de Edge loves you too and wants to rep you. It's true, he loves you too. Oh, he loves you too. Don't be blue, he loves
bad.
You very much too. But most of all, he loves you.
All right. Why does it keep going?
It's good.
Oh, wow.
That's so good.
It's kind of like a polka song.
I know. Polka is like in my brain.
It's
so,
very
days.
Much not like a U2 song, which would have been the obvious route, right?
Yeah.
All right, now, Matt, who is the city of the day? Or what is the city of the day?
Owen.
Hey. It's Hillsborough, North Carolina.
Oh, wow. Do you know this part?
Which town? Hillsborough?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pittsburgh. Yeah, near Chapel Hill.
Yeah. I live in Chapel Hill. I work at Chatham County Parks and Rec. I'm one of your blue-collar fans.
Nice.
I see diminishing.
He's got a giant, if you can't tell, he's got a giant chainsaw in his hand.
Yeah, what?
And a...
what are you doing at the park?
Yeah.
I'm sharpening my chainsaw right now. Oh, so I can pretend like I'm working while I'm on the Zoom.
Thought you're cutting a bathroom sink in half or something.
I called in because I'm a big Lizzie fan.
Oh!
No.
Did he say Thin Lizzy fan?
Yeah. Incredible.
He's a big Lizzy fan.
Oh, big Lizzy, the cover band.
I'd rather not discuss that. really, where did you see me?
Yeah, how the hell do you know Lizzie Cooperman?
From this show.
I don't mean to say it like
really?
That.
Really?
Wow. You know, how many times have you done the show?
The last time I did it was with Neil Hamburger.
Okay.
The time before that.
Yeah, it was that time.
I think this is my third time, actually.
So the time before the first time you did the show, you did the whole show without having headphones on.
Without headphones. I didn't know what was happening. Yeah. And I said, I watched it back and I was like, I said probably three words.
Yeah.
And we're like watching clips. And she had no idea you could hear it.
There was nothing to clip.
Yeah, it was very strange.
Thank you. What are we looking at here?
Is drone footage of Pittsburgh?
It's Pittsburgh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at you guys find... Whoa, what's going on? I'm freaking
Who's
out.
Who's that guy?
This guy, though. It was better earlier. There's
steaks. Is that the library?
God, no.
I missed the...
There's no libraries that big in North Carolina.
The courthouse.
You don't get back there much now.
Yeah, I just was there.
You were?
Mm-hmm.
Family.
Yep. Yeah, I love it there.
I was a guest at one of your residences there a long time ago.
Yeah, you came up to the place. Yeah,
I would say down.
Are you over?
Over.
Do you walk to the staircase house? You ever gone by that?
No, but I have a connection to that.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa.
So the audience understands the staircase. What's the guy's name?
Michael
Peterson.
Oh yes,
Peterson.
I'll tell you later.
Did you have something to do with that? All right, forget it. We're moving on.
Oh, my God.
Let's play What Is My Favorite Tim Burton Movie? Music?
Ed Wood.
No.
No.
Batman Returns.
I'm not asking you. Actually, that's confusing. Oh. It seems like I am.
Who is... Yeah, it does seem. It's not his fault.
I know.
You looked in the camera and said, what is my favorite Tim Burton movie?
Like, he's supposed to know.
What is it, though?
Do some tricks with that chainsaw.
Okay.
I actually was doing some chainsaw work with you at that in North Carolina. Do you remember what happened?
Look at that. Holy shit.
Oh, whoa.
Wait. I wasn't
turn it on and do it.
That's cool.
I was kidding, but look at
it. It's like a combi unit. It's not like plugged into the motor right now.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's having a good time.
Do you have one of those flamethrowers for weeds on the sidewalk? The flamethrower thing?
Yeah, actually.
Those are cool.
I'm doing a sustainable agriculture degree, and that's something we do on the farm.
Nice.
Good for you.
So you're one of the good ones down there in North Carolina. What's going on in North Carolina these days?
Turns
it's not bad, right?
No, it's great.
Kind of moderate.
Oh, like, you mean politically? It's purple, I guess, but it swings back and forth. I guess I don't know. Mm-hmm. Everything seems so odd and out of place.
Are you able to vote this year, even though you live in Canada? Yes.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
No, but do you remember what happened in when I was in North Carolina with you?
The cats.
Yeah.
You gonna?
I think that's fair, right?
What happened? Oh God! The cats got underneath my truck engine, right?
Yeah.
They got in the and I cranked it.
Yeah. Cat got wrecked.
Oh. Yeah. But we took him to the vet.
And it turned out to be okay.
Yeah, everything turned out good, but I was very upset.
You were upset.
Yeah.
You're a sensitive guy. I am too. People don't.
I'm sensitive. I've always been that way.
Let's see if I can make you cry.
Go ahead. I'll do a real cry, okay?
Really?
Just say something that seems sad. Or play a song. Oh, we can't play songs. Is that Billy Joel's song?
Yeah. Let me see if I can play something on the piano and get you to cry. I don't have a camera.
This is good crying music. Not taking.
I thought that was beautiful.
It was beautiful, but you know what? There's a song that I cannot listen to without crying, and I'm not even saying it as a joke. But there's a song.
The Twist by Chubby Checker.
Which version? There was like 20 versions of that song.
Yeah.
No, it's an Elton John song called "The Greatest Discovery,"
And
you know all these weird deep cuts from
and
these
it's
guys.
About, well, it's written through the eyes of a 2-year-old about the birth of his brother, and it will blow your mind. I can't even talk about it.
Oh, here we go. I got you.
Well, it reminds me of your bit that you used to do at my house.
What?
Elton John without Bernie Taupin.
Oh, yeah. No, the bit was, Bernie Taupin without Elton John.
Is that what it is?
It's,
okay.
Bernie, this is what he would,
This is so good.
This is what Elton John would receive in the mail from Bernie Taupin. We have probably no cameras on me, huh? Oh, Elton, this is a new one. Feel free to discard the music. Goodbye, Norma Jean. If you ever, I never knew you at all. And I would have liked to known you. But I was just a kid.
So good.
That might have been a co-write with a
that was
Greg
so
Turpentine.
Good. That's it.
That's it.
That's with the Australian Orchestra.
Speaking of crying, another promotion here. I went to go see Kate Berlant's show.
I'm going.
You are?
I'm going next Thursday.
Oh, good.
I hear it's good.
I've
got tickets and everything.
That's so nice. You would have loved being at this on Sunday night. She did like a opening night. So many fun friends of ours in the same room.
Oh, nice.
It was, I don't know. You ever, we've been doing this a while now.
Yeah.
And is it, there's people in this community that it's so nice to get to see.
That's right.
And you don't always get to see everybody you don't see anybody most of the time. But you go to some place or an event or a show and you're like, I saw Bob.
Yeah, I've seen Bob recently at shows.
Hey!
Yeah, it's so nice.
And it's
to
so
see him.
Great.
Weinstein is who you're talking about, right?
Dylan. No, Odenkirk.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vic it's nice to see people.
I
it
don't
really
have
is.
That. I was in a restaurant one time and Bob Odenkirk's brother came up to me.
Bill Odenkirk.
Yeah, Bill. Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, years ago when I first moved to Los Angeles, I found it so clicky and weird in high school. And now people have matured out of that, it seems.
Yeah.
And it's so nice.
Yeah. Do you remember our first encounter?
Was it at a bubble tea place?
Was it a boba?
Boba tea, yeah.
Yeah, it was a boba.
First encounter.
Oh, yeah,
yes, of course I do. Tom goes to the mayor.
I remember we got you a book on...
Goats.
Goats.
Two books on goat, because I was thinking about... You got me a book on dairy goats, because I wanted to do that.
Yeah.
And then another book on goat. And read both of them, and I decided I can't.
Because you mentioned
goats.
It, and we thought, oh, that's a, like we were very thoughtful at that time. Not so much anymore.
I still have those books.
Wow.
But raising dairy goats is very difficult, so I didn't do it.
This is Zach after 2 weeks trying.
Maybe if I was frustrated with him and had a fake gun in my hand doing that, yes. Yeah.
Zach, did you grow up with animals?
No, I was not. I mean, I grew up in a small town, but not with animals.
You weren't raised by animals.
No, yeah, when Tim came to visit me in North Carolina, we had donkeys, I think. No?
I think you had goats. Sheep.
Oh, that's right. We did have goats for a while.
Zach's nuts. He was trying to make, somehow he was trying to make wine from goats. I was like, it doesn't work that way, pal. You gotta do grapes.
No. No.
He's like, he takes me out. He goes, he gets me in one of those, four runners.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm trying to show you how we're going to do wine from goat
The
fur.
Vineyards.
Yeah, from goat fur.
Yeah. And he's taking me through all these goats. I'm like, you need grapes, pal.
That's an old myth. I love the sound effect. Is that a sound effect of a grape or a goat?
Well, it's both at the same time.
Did you drink goat milk at home?
No, but when I go to Greece, I drink it for some reason.
Mm.
I was drinking it for a while, yeah, but I don't drink it anymore.
Okay. Is this something you have to like get used to and like acquire taste kind of thing?
So feta cheese, have you ever had, is made out of goat milk.
Yeah, okay.
Mm. Now, what's goat cheese made out of?
God, that's a good question.
Oat milk?
I don't know.
You wanted to guess on my Tim Burton?
Yeah.
it's gonna be it's
Now again, I don't really have favorites in life. Are you a guy that has strong favorites?
Not really.
It's just like because it changes all the time.
Yeah.
So this is sort of open to discussion.
Is it about? Is it the one where the father tells fish story?
Fish.
Tall fish.
No, it's not the answer I'm looking for.
Okay.
I don't know if I don't know if I have a big problem with that.
I thought maybe that would be it because it was. It's a little not type. His type.
Yes. There's a Peter Finch is in that movie.
Peter Finch. Okay. Yeah. I've never seen it.
Oh, it's my brother's. I loved that movie, actually.
It's my brother's favorite movie.
I actually don't have that much of a problem with that.
My favorite?
Yeah.
Face Off.
But it's not a Tim Burton movie. No, I'm asking asking you to guess what my...
But do you know who Tim Burton is?
I'm going to guess. Okay.
I think I know.
I might go Beetlejuice, actually.
Beetlejuice is great.
Mm-hmm. Not it.
Not it.
Really? Well, mine is...
What if we did a two-man show, Zach,
you and I? Oh, Mars. Did he do Mars?
That's it.
That's it.
Oh, that's your
Mars
favorite?
Attack. Yeah,
Mars Attack.
Really?
Oh. I've never seen it, but I would, of course.
Oh, well, wow. I watched it with my son last night, Charlie, and he was very excited to watch it. It's really funny.
I should look at that.
And Jack Nicholson.
He's in it?
He plays two characters. He plays the president and then this swarmy Las Vegas real estate developer guy. He's so funny.
Wow. He's got a sturdy eyebrow as well.
Yeah, I would put him in that category.
Any thoughts on that movie?
I bought a piano in Pennsylvania, in Allentown, from a guy that owned the actual ship from Mars Attacks.
See?
This massive thing in his warehouse.
See?
It's all tied back to that, yeah. But I don't know.
You know how the aliens, it's really funny. Like, these aliens come, and they are...
Slim Whitman
is the music that eventually, spoiler alert, eradicates the aliens.
Yes.
But these little disgusting little creatures come down with these giant brains, you know, and they have these, I mean, it's very like cartoony.
Yeah.
You know, and all they say is like, ah, 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 and they look real mean and scary. And we keep trying to be like, oh no, they're here to make peace, and they come down. They're going to be. It's all going to be good. This is a beautiful day. They come down, and just start killing everybody.
Okay.
But then they're like, "That was a mistake. Let's bring them in." They're, like, they keep trying to forgive them and say, "Why don't you come to the Congress and speak to Congress?"
Okay.
And then they just kill everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah. Look at those guys.
Tim Allen in this movie.
Tim Allen's not. I wish.
No, but. He's in a movie, in a spaceship movie.
Yes.
That was supposed to be good, too.
Yeah, it was the parody of Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
I forget what that's called. What's that called, Vic? With
Spaceballs.
Galaxy Quest.
Galaxy Quest.
That's a good movie.
I hear that's good.
I like that.
These characters are so funny, these little aliens. They're so outrageous. No, you got Jack Nicholson, you've got Michael J. Fox, Sarah Jessica Parker, Jack Black. Everybody's in this movie.
Does it feel like a Tim Burton movie, though? I remember seeing it as a kid and not thinking it was...
I guess it does.
Up to par.
I like that.
You going to get out of here?
Yeah.
He's so bored.
I've got a heart out.
But my son, he's a fan of Jack Black.
Yeah.
Because he does all these, kids movies now.
Yeah.
And I said, that's Jack Black. Because Jack Black's like 20 years old in the movie, and he's like a Marine with his head shaved and everything.
Oh, wow.
And my son goes, that's Jack Black? I go, yeah. He goes, he's a good actor.
He is a good
actor. Jack Black, he is a good actor.
He's a great actor. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's a good observation. All right, let's take another Zoomer. I know people want to say hi to Zach.
Oh, yeah. There.
You having trouble there?
Yeah, it's been a while since I've worked with mics.
Tom.
Were you in?
Can you unmute? There you go.
Is it private to talk about
can you hear me?
Your experience in Hawaii?
What was my experience?
Did you shoot a movie?
Yeah,
in Hawaii?
But, yeah, that's not private.
It's not private. No. Okay. Who's there?
Hello? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
It's Tom.
Great. Well, it's awesome to meet all of you. I've been a long time listener for like at least 5 years.
Are you surprised?
I was always too afraid to call in.
I like this guy's vibe. He has a good positiveness to him.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to say I'm a huge fan of all of you. Zach, that live at the Purple Onion special, like, meant a lot to young me, so thank you for that.
Is that still available?
Oh God!
Is it still?
Well, I just wanted
I think
to call
that was
in.
The first thing I ever streamed on Netflix.
Why are you so ashamed of?
I just when I used to drink and I was crazy and different version of me. But thank you very much.
No problem. I wanted to call in and ask. I'm kind of at a crossroads in life. I'm very strongly considering going to law school, and I'm 30. I've had like a successful-ish career, and I don't really feel fulfilled. And you are all people that have kind of followed your dreams, and it's really inspiring, I think, to a lot of people. And so I was just wondering, like, if you had any kind of advice or thoughts on doing something like that.
Do you think the judge is going to take you seriously with that long hair?
Oh, that's
judge is
going to
throw you right out of the courtroom.
And those earbuds.
Yeah.
You're 30 now?
Yes.
You could be a bailiff, maybe.
What kind of law do you want to be? What kind of law?
I'm strongly considering something like immigration law.
Yeah.
I studied Spanish in college.
Yeah.
And I see that becoming more and more relevant as climate change accelerates. And so it seems like a place that will need a lot of help. I want to do something meaningful to me, really.
Well, that sounds...
No,
I'm sorry. He probably isn't asking me for advice.
No, he's asking... Of course he is.
Of course.
And I don't know why I took that tone with you.
I mean, do you think you would love... That, I mean, to me, it's you just want to do what you really like or love, and then you don't. That's the main thing. But when I was your age, I mean, when I was a busboy at 28 at a strip joint.
Sorry
so
to laugh.
It's don't worry about the age thing. If you're feeling like, oh God, I'm 30, that doesn't mean anything, I don't think.
It doesn't at all.
It
I'm
doesn't.
I'm 67. I just got my driver's license.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I just got my license to ill. Okay. I'm just trying to be relevant.
I mean, that's a law. That is a noble pursuit. I would think it seems like you're approaching this decision for noble reasons. You want to do something impactful and helpful to the world.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Now the other thing is, what was your name, John?
Tom.
The other thing is that you want to probably go, okay, when I'm 70, would I be okay doing this still, too?
Because
that's the other problem, is that the sustainability of a job is important, too. And at 70, working for immigration law seems incredibly fulfilling. But what are you giving up now to go to law school?
You know, that's it. Like, I mean, I've giving up, I guess, paying jobs on mostly OnlyFans, but also like MySpace has given me some money on the side. But no, it's just I guess like a very comfortable, privileged life that I've had the opportunity to live, and I guess it's being a little less comfortable.
Yeah, baby. Well, what do you do now that you can be so comfortable? You like a web guy, tech guy? I'm so worried I'm going to fall off a building behind him, aren't you?
You mean like someone jumping?
Yeah. You know what? They don't have to be jumping. Okay. They could have tripped.
Right. Tripped out the window.
You might be interested.
Are you a trust fund kid? Right now. Are you a trust fund kid?
No, definitely not.
Where are you, Jersey?
I'm in Hoboken.
Yeah.
Oh, you're at the... I stayed at that hotel.
You're near... you know where you're near? Did you ever do Tom...
WFMU.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never did it in WFMU.
Oh, I did. Jersey it looks like City. You're standing right there. That's Jersey City. Yeah. That's right. Sorry.
Yeah. But, I've worked hard and everything, but I've had like a higher paying corporate job for the past few years.
Doing what?
Working with Amazon, and then also...
Oh, man, get this fucking guy out of my...
Planning.
You know what? Fuck you! I'm just kidding.
Selling on Amazon, not for Amazon.
I'm so sick of these people that use Amazon.
You ever seen the front line on Jeff Bezos?
No.
Watch it. It'll make
He's
you concerned.
He's a guy
concerned.
I admire. He's a guy
This
I
machine
admire.
We're all feeding
yeah.
is gonna bite us in the ass in the future.
I just admire him.
Mm. I like his wife.
Can we show the wife?
Yeah, the album.
The
that
wife
she put
is
out?
She doesn't seem much of a show off. That's what I like about her.
I
humble.
Thank
I saw that article. I'm always like, thank you, man. Listen, I heard, you know, Atkins, you know, Atkins program?
Diet?
Yeah.
Yes.
They do law school now.
Yeah.
They have an app, the Atkins University. Huh. I think.
That's awesome.
You think. You're not sure.
No. I'll check that out.
Makes sense.
Tom, just do
email.
What you love.
Oh
yeah, Tom,
don't worry about money. Do what you love.
You. We support you in whatever you do. I'm like your dad.
I don't think you should become a lawyer.
Take the leap.
Lizzie says
you don't think.
I don't think. I don't think you should do something because you feel like it's the noble thing to do.
Oh.
I don't think because.
Well, Lizzie in the parking lot before the show was chanting, "Build the wall, build that wall." So I don't know if that's influencing.
Show me the parking lot.
She was chanting that too.
Oh.
Show me the parking lot.
I think you're going to be bored. I think you're going to be in a similar situation that you're in now while you're preparing to be an attorney. Are you going to enjoy that process, do you think?
It's hard to know.
I'm putting a judgment
learn.
On this.
It is definitely hard for me to stay interested.
Can you keep working and then study at night? Is that a thing you can do? Or study at work probably, right? I mean, can you do that?
Like I said, Atkins does a pretty quick,
probably not
it's like a 7-week program.
Okay.
7-week law school.
But maybe the other thing you consider is that I don't know if the country's interested in laws anymore.
Oh, that now you're getting
it
more.
It seems it was going
a
little bit.
Mort Saul just showed up?
I would address what you're actually feeling guilty about, that you're overcompensating.
It does seem like we're at that place, right, Zach?
Yeah.
Like law, the idea of laws
is being questioned.
Is relative and kind of like pliable to the situation. It's pretty fucking dark.
It's dark. It's dark. Everything's dark.
Trump, we'll talk about Trump.
Was that an American woman? Because we're talking about America, but not women. I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, there she is. And there he is.
And I'm proud to be an American.
A billionaire. It's worth it.
There's that. See if you can show the picture she posted on Instagram for Jeff's birthday.
Oh, God.
He looks like Telly Savalas. A little bit.
Oh, my God.
I have to find her name right. First. Give us a
moment. Do you think he's had any work done?
Yeah. He had all his hair removed.
I am a young, vibrant man. God bless.
No, I want to talk about this. Did you watch the Trump speech that he gave at when he won in New Hampshire?
No, I didn't see
very
it.
Very dark. Well,
yeah.
Very
thanks, Tom.
And thanks, Tom. Good luck to you.
Sorry, Tom.
Thank you.
Go for it.
Thank you so much.
Lizzie
Bye,
says
Tom.
No. I like Lizzie coming in with a devil's advocate.
I know.
I feel like you would be miserable.
There's a lot of paperwork in being a lawyer.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
They don't show either in the TV shows or the movies.
Right.
Filing.
So true.
Yeah.
Driving
to
work.
I know. I'm being sued right now.
By whom? Oh, really?
Well,
Vic, why?
I'm just practicing my law. I haven't been, I was a lawyer a while ago. So just have to catch up now and then.
Were you really a lawyer?
No.
No.
He did this thing that's such a mob move with this Nikki Haley where he goes... He's like, if she was the nominee, they'd be investigating her. And I have five. What does he say? Do you have this clip?
Oh, yeah.
This is crazy.
He's just ad-libbing everything.
These are very dishonest people. You're always fighting them. And just a little note to Nikki. She's not going to win. But if she did, she would be under investigation by those people in 15 minutes. And I could tell you five reasons why already.
Oh, what are they?
Not big reasons.
Oh,
no.
A little stuff that she doesn't want to talk about. But she will be under investigation within minutes. And so would Ron have been. But he decided to get out. He decided
what
to
a turn of phrase. And so would Ron would be have been.
It's perfect, right?
That sounds a lot like DeSantis.
Yeah.
Renovation.
Oh, Ron has been. More like Ron has been. Can you imagine? You know, Zach, if you don't do my show, people are going to
find
gonna out
come,
about
if
things.
He gets elected, he's coming after
Colbert.
The comedians next.
Why,
you think?
Why does it say in the thing, text Trump?
Yeah,
did you see that?
Yeah,
what happens if you text them?
Then you get on their mailing list.
You get 50% off at Urban Outfitters.
They're always selling gold coins during his speeches, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well,
did the stamps, were they, what was he selling? Trading card. Was it trading card?
Yeah, yes. NFT.
I wonder, cards. Are they valuable? I wonder if they kept their.
They can't.
I wonder if they are. They must be.
He put out one recently that had like pieces of the suit that he was wearing when he got indicted, when he got his mugshot taken. Like, you can buy little pieces of the suit.
Great American food.
Let's take a little break just to use the potty. And we now go beyond the pay into we build the wall, build the paywall. Second half of the show is behind the paywall.
Oh.
You get that?
No. Is that something I'm supposed to get?
We're gonna show a message from Doug real quick.
Oh, and then yeah. So Doug's on the crew. Let's stay tuned.
I wanna see this.
Yeah. Hi, office hours, Doug here. Miss you guys a lot. I just wanted to say I'm sorry because I was supposed to have a special video to show, but I wasn't able to upload it. There's no Wi-Fi out here. And hello, Jack. Welcome to Office Hours. I miss you guys a lot, and can't wait to see you next week.
My name's Zach.
Huh.
Wait a minute.
Did you say Jack?
Yeah. My grandmother called me Jack forever.
Oh,
whoops! Cool, good.
All right, we'll be right back.
Oh, sorry.
Bagram, one of the we left Bagram, the best in the world, the biggest. We left it to China, and who is occupying it now? China.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Keith. Do you want more from the Holy Trinity? Well, you're in luck because there's another full hour of this show at patreon.com/officehourslive. You'll also get access to Tim's Saturday morning blogs, game nights, the Joel Hole, and so much more with Office Hours Plus. The best part is it's only $5 per month or $55 for a full year because talk is cheap. I dare you to find a bigger bang for your buck somewhere else. Anyway, get all of the satisfaction you'll ever need today at patreon.com/officehourslive. And guess what? You'll get a free 7-day trial. How about that? Now put those sticky fingers to work and click on over there.